Praise the Lord.
Bendito sea el Señor.
I thank my Lord.
Yo agradezco a Dios
for this wonderful opportunity.
Por esta gran oportunidad.
To meet our brother Bruno.
De conocer al hermano Bruno.
And it is a miracle in our life.
Es un milagro en nuestra vida.
Last night when I got a call from brother Bruno.
La noche anterior cuando recibí la llamada de nuestro hermano Bruno.
It was something the whole night I was going through. Who is this person who is calling me?
Fue algo que en toda la noche estuve meditando. ¿Quién es esta persona que me está llamando?
Well, this experience was first in my life, in these 35 years of pastoring.
Esta fue la primera vez en la historia de mi vida, en esos 35 años de mi pastorado.
At night I prepared myself, I told my family, morning 6 o'clock we have to move to Mumbai.
Ayer en la noche preparé a mi familia para ir rumbo a Mumbai muy temprano por la mañana.
And I was very much, you know, what will happen, who is going to meet me. And it was just a surprising thing, to whom I should meet and what I should get from that person.
Y yo me preguntaba, ¿quién será esta persona con la que me voy a reunir? ¿Quién será esta persona a la que vamos a conocer?
So when I came here, I met brother, had a beautiful couple.
Cuando llegamos aquí, conocimos al hermano y a su hermosa pareja.
I had a cup of coffee.
Y tuvimos una taza de café.
And brother Bruno started sharing his testimonies about his visit.
El hermano Bruno comenzó a compartir su testimonio con nosotros.
And I saw this booklet.
Y nos dio este folleto, esta libreta.
I can't explain what I was feeling like.
No puedo explicar lo que estaba yo sintiendo en ese momento.
Because for the last 35 years I was looking for the same thing. Where is the revival?
Porque por los últimos 35 años yo he estado buscando por esa misma cosa. ¿Dónde está el avivamiento?
We have preached many times, tent vision. But exactly what is the tent vision?
Hemos predicado tantas veces de la visión de la carpa y predicado de la visión de la carpa, pero ¿dónde está esa carpa? ¿Dónde está esa visión de la carpa?
And brother showed me the quotes of brother Branham regarding that river and the tent. And we saw the videos also.
Y el hermano me enseñó las frases donde el hermano Branham habla del río y también vimos las fotografías y los videos.
I felt the presence of Lord. The Holy Spirit touched my heart. I was just about to cry. I was crying inside exactly.
Y pues yo estaba sintiendo la presencia del Espíritu Santo en mi corazón, la presencia de Dios. Yo comencé a llorar por todo esto que estaba recibiendo.
I said, Brother Bruno, that this is what I was looking for.
Y yo le compartí al hermano Bruno, esto es lo que yo estaba esperando.
I thank Brother Bruno once again.
Y yo le agradezco al hermano Bruno nuevamente.
To introduce me to this ministry.
Por introducirme a este ministerio.
The fulfilling of the prophet's vision.
El cumplimiento de la visión del profeta.
And also the date which brother Bruno told me that Pastor Josh Benjamin would be here in India.
Y también de conocer la fecha que el pastor Bruno me dijo que estaría el pastor Benjamin aquí en India.
I was glad.
Y me puse muy contento.
I couldn't believe so soon we can get that date.
No podía creer que fuera a ser tan pronto que podíamos.
It was already planned, previously planned by God.
Estaba ya antes planeado por el mismo Dios.
So, from bottom of my heart, I would invite Dr. Joseph Benjamin Parrish to India.
Desde lo profundo de mi corazón, yo invito al Dr. José Benjamín Pérez a India.
So the bride of India can have a beautiful revival, what prophet spoke. We can see it by our own eyes.
Para que la novia del Señor pueda tener ese gran avivamiento aquí en India y lo pueda ver con sus propios ojos.
This is the place Mumbai where prophet came in 1954.
Este es el lugar donde el profeta vino en 1954.
Few kilometers away from here where Brother Branham was there.
2 kilómetros de aquí de donde estamos, él vino en 1954.
And Mumbai is blessed.
Mumbai está bendecido.
India is a large country.
India es el último país.
But the capital of India is Delhi.
Pero la capital de India es Delhi.
Then why prophet came to Mumbai, not Delhi?
¿Y por qué el profeta vino a Mumbai y no a Delhi?
Because the gateway of India is in Mumbai.
Porque la puerta de India es Mumbai.
And prophet always comes through the gate.
Y el profeta siempre viene a través de la
puerta. That's why this Bombay is blessed, and once again it will be blessed having Dr. John Benjamin Peres in Mumbai.
Por eso es porque Mumbai está bendecido, y nuevamente agradecemos que el Dr. José Benjamín Pérez estará en Mumbai.
We will put our full efforts.
Pondremos todo nuestro esfuerzo
to organize this meeting,
para organizar esta reunión,
call the bride around India,
para llamar a toda la novia en India,
and we are going for to see a blessings, a more blessed meeting.
Y estamos ansiosos de ver esa reunión tan bendecida.
I thank Brother Bruno and sister once again.
Le agradezco al hermano Bruno y a la hermana nuevamente.
And also I salute Pastor Josh Benjamin. God bless you.
Y le envío al Pastor José Benjamin
for having
Pérez,
the burden,
Dios te bendiga,
for having the burden to visit India.
Por tener ese deseo y esa decisión de venir a India.
The bride of India is waiting for you.
La novia del Señor te está esperando acá.
God bless you.
Dios te bendiga.
Muy buenas tardes, Apóstol Shekhar David.
Good afternoon, Apostle Shekhar David. There in India, it is truly a great blessing to be able to greet you from Puerto Rico and to hear your testimony sent by our brother Pastor Bruno Cooper, and to be happy and joyful that in India there is a group that belongs to the bride, which is waiting for that last revival, the revival of which the forerunner of the second coming of the Lord, the Reverend William Marion Branham, spoke to us that that revival would come through the thunders. And the thunders is the voice of the Lord in His coming, bringing that final revival that the bride needed. Because it is through that revival that the rapturing faith, which is brought by the thunders, would give the church bride that translation faith. He told us in the message, the rapture, secret of the church, that the coming of the Lord would not be just in any corner. He says it would be universal. He says some would be in the field working during the day, the other one in bed sleeping on the other side of the world. It will be a universal rapture. The coming of the Lord, the coming of the seventh seal of the angel who was different from the rest, is the fulfillment of what the Reverend William Branham foreshadowed or foreran, which would be the seventh seal. But it would be in such a humble way and simple that if we did not watch, we would overlook it. But blessed be the eternal God, the God of glory, that in India, God has a people, a bride, that would receive the fulfillment of that promise and would obtain the promise of their transformation, of the rapture, the catching away to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Therefore, I receive with much happiness and rejoicement your greetings. And first, God, I will be there on the days chosen by our brother Bruno. And after going through Africa, where I will be on Sunday, we will see each other then that next week there in India. May the blessing of the Most High rest upon you, your wife, your family, and above all the congregation, and all the brethren, believers in the promises which were pronounced, proclaimed, prophesied by that glorious prophet and great prophet, forerunner of the second coming of the Lord, with the spirit and power of Elijah in his fourth manifestation, raised by the Lord in North America, which his words have never fallen on the ground, and what still need to be fulfilled will never fall on the ground. He said, one thing I know, which has not been fulfilled, and it is the fulfillment of the tenth vision. That ministry of Elijah would be the ministry of the two olive trees, which God in his coming would be accompanying the ministry of Moses, because it's the Son of Man with his angels, which is the ministry of Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, in the fulfillment of the promise of the third pool, which is the spoken word, which was shown partially in the five manifestations of the power of God in the ministry of the fourth Elijah. The church bride will see it in an higher age, the age of the cornerstone, where the power of God would be manifested without limitations, where an adopted son of God will be carrying out those great international miracles and wonders, which then the Hebrew people will see and say, this is the one we have been waiting for. Same thing you have proclaimed and said, this was what I was waiting for. Thus also the Hebrew people will be identifying their Messiah, their anointed one, the one they rejected in the first coming. Today they will receive him, and everything will work for good for them and for the church bride as well. So therefore, soon I will be there with you, continuing this chat that we began here now, and there we will continue with it, to continue on seeing and receiving everything that the third pool is giving us to the Latin American and Caribbean people, which impacts not only the West, but also the East. For as lightning cometh out of the East and shineth even unto the West, so shall also the coming of the Lord be. Jesus spoke it in his parables and his prophecies, and today we are seeing face to face those prophecies being fulfilled. Also seeing how the world is, the government, the political, social, and economy part are pointing out that we are getting to the end of time, so that God may soon establish his kingdom, that messianic kingdom, where the throne of David will be established, the throne from where he will be reigning from Jerusalem, all of humanity. It will be a kingdom of peace, harmony, and happiness. And we all, as the church bride, together with the Messiah, with the Prince, with the King of Israel, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in this time he is carrying out his claiming work in a new age, the age of the cornerstone, and in a new dispensation, the dispensation of the kingdom. It's been for me a great blessing to be able to greet you through here, Apostle Shekhar David, and I desire and I ask the Eternal God to open your understanding, the scripture to you, and to all the ministers and pastors there in India, along with your congregations, so that you can see the Shekinah, the pillar of fire behind the veil, working in the midst of the human race, as he worked 2,000 years ago in a young construction worker, Jesus the carpenter of Nazareth. This day is the scripture fulfilled before your eyes. May God bless you. May God keep you. And I love you with all my heart. The eternal love for His children, for His bride, has always been. Therefore, it's been a love at first sight. We will see each other there, God willing. And we will stretch our hands. We will hug each other and we'll say, we will never be separated again. May God bless you. And may God keep you. Today, Wednesday, June 25th of this year 2025.